And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast. It's the podcast. Yeah. It's the podcast.
Go, Cuba!
Big D and Bubba's podcast.
It's the podcast. Let's go, let's go!
Habana, Habana!
Big D and Bubba's podcast.
Did you say Habana, Habana? I like that one, too.
And now...
Oh, wrong one.
I got a purple shirt on this morning.
Oh, here's our boy. That's, what's up,
Lance? The biggest fan of the podcast. The other day he called to tell us he was all excited about episode 546, which is this episode, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. And then he proceeded to tell us.
I got a purple shirt on this morning.
So everybody, Lance has a purple shirt on this morning.
And I think we have an update, did we find out today?
That was earlier this week.
Oh, so today it was yellow. Today what?
Today was yellow.
Yeah. Okay, very cool.
I got a purple shirt on this morning.
I don't think people realize the complexity of what we do. So yes, we are a national radio show. We're on 100 radio stations.
Oodles.
Or on a bunch of things. We're getting pulled in a bunch of different directions. And imagine there's one radio station and they're like, hey, we have a contest. We're giving away. We'll see what we just did. Blake Shelton. We're giving away Blake Shelton tickets. Okay, hey, we're doing this thing. You're going to fly off to go to thing.
Yeah, in Vegas.
It's a flyaway. Hey, can you call the winner? Yeah, we can call the winner. Hey, can y'all do this? Hey, we need you to do this. Can you guys do a video? I'm looking at one right now. Can you guys do a video for us for we need this thing and they're going to put us on the thing? So imagine... that times 130. All right?
Yeah, and then we've got all the, like you're talking about the videos. You got sports arenas and all that. Hey, we need something for the scoreboard. We need something intermission at the hockey game.
We're doing TV commercials. Can you guys film a TV spot? Hey, we're doing a thing. It's just for Facebook. Can you do that? Hey,
so
can you guys.
It's like we get off at 9 or 10 in the morning and go play golf like they used to do back in the old days. Looking at you, Jerry House.
But 1 foot out the door. It's 10:01. He's going.
He is out. Yeah, but no, we don't get to do that.
Yeah, we don't get to do that. But what I mean to say is we have a lot of things, a lot of being pushed, blah, 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 and we swing and don't even look. We swing, don't even look. We just go. But we still know there's this guy. And he calls us.
I got a purple shirt on this morning.
And I knew that his today was yellow.
I don't know. Yeah, we're soaking it all up.
We really do. Sponges.
Carson, what you got? Oh.
M&M's.
Oh,
how many pennies did it take you to get that handful?
Garrett jimmied the top off.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we have to discuss this again on the podcast because we did talk about it on the show. So we have these candy dispensers. It's like the old kind you used to get, like when your parents would take
machine.
You to the store, like a gumball machine. You put a penny in, you turn the little thing, you get like three or four M&Ms. Well, the problem is Garrett went and bought these amazing. Now, they taste delicious, but they're bigger. What are they? They're the peanut M&Ms. Peanut M&Ms, and they don't fit. So you put a penny in, and you get one.
She got none the other day.
What?
Mm-hmm. Or earlier today.
Yep, nice. I put a penny in, and it just like basically pushed hot air at me. That was it.
It's like when you have the vending machine and the thing turns when it gets very close.
Well, Carson finished because you also tried like four more times and you finally turned it another time and it gave you all five of the ones
it,
that
like,
you earned.
Whooshed.
Oh, they were all caught up.
So like got stuck. Like,
yeah, they were backed
jam.
Up. It was like it was like a water slide.
That is who was that? Marianne gave us those, I believe so. And she gifted us those.
Like our guests all come by, they're like, "Hey, can we get some of these candies?" We're like, "Yeah, go right ahead."
Marianne is a friend of the show and us personally. Just she's such a sweetheart. She's in Syracuse, and we met her years ago. We went in. I'll never forget. We landed at Syracuse for I don't even know what we're doing. But I remember landing, and it was like in that scene in Star Wars where it's all snowy.
Going to Hoth?
You were in Hoth.
I was like, we just landed in this? What? It was nuts.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
And now we're, you know, here
it
we are.
It was one of those lake effect storms at the time.
Oh, do you guys want to hear, this is the scariest thing probably that's ever happened. 100% has happened to me on the road when I lived in Syracuse. And I had driven a friend of mine to the airport. And I'm coming back, I think it was 81, and it's below freezing, way below freezing. It was like negative 10 or 0 degrees. And a truck passes me, and it kicked up sludge and, because, you know, with the sand and whatever, it kicked it up. It's on my windshield. My washer fluid doesn't work because it's frozen. I'm on the highway, and I can't see. And so it's not even a matter of, you know, like pull over. I can't see to pull over. So at one point, I know I could see just through the very bottom of the windshield. And when I tell you, I drove it all the way back to work that way. I just followed the white line because I was in the, thankfully, in the right lane. And I followed that white line. And I was going, my hazards are on, I'm going 20, because there's, I don't even know where to pull over because we had snowbanks on the side.
Yeah.
So there's not even, there's not a, a place I can break down. It's no breakdown lane.
Wow.
Yeah, and I was like, and the thing is, I was going slow enough that, people are passing me, whatever, but I just figured, I'm like, if I hit somebody, if I rear-end them, hopefully it won't do them too much. But there's, I had no other option.
That's
but
scary.
To continue. It was terrifying. I look back on that, and then I see people with Teslas who have the screen inside the car because it tells you what's all around you, so you can in theory drive your car
yes.
without a windshield. And I'm right. like, that would have.
I saw one. I was going to send deep up. It was say Cadillac, maybe, I forget, but they have a camera that is mounted on the front, and it like sees through everything and all that, and you can kind of drive it and just look at the screen like a TV.
So like is it like game. The night vision thing? Because I know the Cadillac had night vision for a while.
Yeah, it's kind of like it was, but it was in color. But you could like could see through all
the
stuff.
The combination of tech now. So we have cameras all over the place. Then we have LiDAR, which is basically like laser radar, if you want to look at it that way. And that's those things like if you see those Waymos, those spinning things, that's what that is. It's painting it with LiDAR constantly.
Your phone can do LiDAR.
What?
Yeah, the new iPhones can.
I didn't know this.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, Kathy has one when she had got her new, this was a couple of years ago. And I did a whole thing of the kitchen where it becomes 3D and you can move it around and like in the room and all that kind of stuff. I'll have to look that up
LiDAR
for you.
LiDAR scanner 3D.
Did you find it?
Yeah
dude.
So could you do that for, let's say, your living room?
Yes.
And that way you could decide if you want to move your couch or something?
Yes.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah, it does like a 3D image of your environment.
This is crazy.
And it kind of puts it in space where it's all black around it, and all you see is that. It's really neat.
Yeah, there's several. Cool. There's a bunch of different apps.
I saw a thing which said, hey, during this, because there's giant, I don't know if y'all know, there's a big storm coming. there's a giant storm, winter storm. And they're like, hey, if you lose power, if you have a Tesla, you can just go and you have 24 hours of power in your car if it's power.
Oh, to like run like your fridge or whatever?
No, it's just to stay heater. Warm. Yeah, heater. Whatever.
Yeah. So another thing is, and we've talked about it on the show a lot of times, people forget you have a generator at your house. You have one. It's called your car. So if you need something to plug in an emergency, a lot of people have those little, it's a little inverter that you can plug into your lighter. If your car has an electrical socket, a lighter, whatever you want to call it. But you can run 110 volts off of those. Plus a lot of SUVs now, especially like family SUVs and minivans and all that, have plugs that run out of the back of the van. Mm-hmm. So you can plug directly in. You can put like a little heater or something if you really need it in a hurry or in a pinch.
Yeah.
You do have that available to you.
Yeah, just got to make sure that you don't, kill
it in
yourself.
Don't put it in the garage and run it with the garage shut. You'll end up poisoning your whole family and dying. So just leave it outside.
That's fun.
Yeah, I'm just
saying. And you'll turn beet red.
There's a lot. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. That color's so crazy.
Yeah. Carbon monoxide. People who die of carbon monoxide, they turn beet red. Like
it's the craziest, prettiest red you've ever seen in your life.
Like Willy Wonka red.
Yeah. It's bizarre.
Real quick, can we go back to the candy thing? Because I need to defend myself.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Go right ahead.
By the way, speak up always.
And I would like to go back to this.
I got a purple shirt on this morning. Cool.
So we mentioned that they are gumball machines, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when you put a coin in to get a gumball, how many gumballs come out?
One.
These
are about the size of a gumball.
Yeah. Except I didn't get any.
All right, we can go back to weather.
Oh yeah. Well, what about how do you explain that she didn't get any, and they're smaller than gumballs?
That's beyond my control.
What made you get the peanut ones?
That was all they had at the store. Well, they had the other M&Ms, but we already had a full gumball machine of those.
Don't get it twisted, Garrett. I love it. Peanut M&Ms is an upgrade. So I do not fault your choice there. So way
now,
to go.
What about?
I take that personally because I still prefer Reese's.
What about the peanut butter?
Nope.
Peanut.
No.
The only one that I've found that can even compete is the pretzel M&Ms.
They're good.
They're really good.
I haven't seen them.
I haven't had those, but I like pretzels with chocolate and all that stuff on them anyway. So,
oh, that's another road trip food for me.
I had that last night. I had like the little pretzel rods with peanut butter. Hadn't had that in forever. So happy.
Those little poppies, what do they call them?
No, they were just like the little dipping rod pretzels.
Oh, you're talking about like the Japanese candy. Pockies.
Pockies. I think it's called Pockies. I also love the, remember growing up when you had the fake cheese and the crackers and you had that little
handy
red.
Snacks.
Handy snacks. Yeah. The little red.
Yeah, now they don't give you the red thing anymore.
What?
What?
Yeah.
What?
Somebody was complaining about it on Reddit. They said, I think it's a choking hazard.
Oh, what?
God. I know.
Food is a choking hazard.
Why are we so weak?
Food is a choking hazard.
Well, we had to outlaw them because there's one moron in Minnesota who killed himself.
Johnny and Poughkeepsie choked on the little red thing.
And now no one can have them.
And it wasn't a child. It was probably like some 56-year-old man who did it because he was drunk and said, ooh, handy snacks.
Handy with an I.
Yes.
I miss that America, too.
By the way, big shout-out to Johnny. Johnny Roast in England, saying happy Friday. Looking forward to seeing Brooks and Dunn in a little over a month. Also, there's another Johnny who says, if you don't have power at the house, charge your cell phone in the car. That's smart. Yeah, and make sure you have all your little spare battery things all charged up.
Well, yeah,
up too,
and you're talking about going in the car. If you lose power and it gets cold, go in your car and turn the heater on.
Yeah. I can confirm Handy Sack Snacks has gone communist.
Yes.
And they just expect you just to
you would
to
think
dip,
to
use your
to dip the saltine.
Yeah, you're just going to take that ghetto cracker and throw it in there.
You would think they would have kept the red thing.
I know you thought anyway, because they're commies.
Yeah.
Yes. I was telling someone about our Paris documentary thing that they did on
the France 24?
Not on us, but
on country music.
On country music, and they interviewed us with it.
Did you know that country music is the largest and fastest growing music genre in all of Europe?
Wow.
So that's why these things like C2C and like Johnny from England talking about how he's going to see Brooks and Dunn in about a
friend
month.
Of ours just did her thing in Ireland that she does every January.
Oh, Jackie?
Yeah. I think it's like Belfast or something where they bring country people.
She mentioned that we should
She
go
wanted
to
us to go.
Mm-hmm. I want to go. Like next year, I think that would be the coolest thing.
It was so funny watching that documentary. Well, it's like a 12-minute. It's not a documentary.
It's like a news report.
Yeah,
like,
it's a feature.
It's a feature on the news, and it's broken up into two parts, we're on the first part.
I can't believe it that they flew four people or so?
Yeah.
That was from Paris to Nashville to come in and do that. I was like, really? That seems like such an expensive for a 12-minute little piece. I don't know. That seemed crazy to me. Anyway, watch the whole thing, and I sent it to our friend. Holy cow!
You don't even know who you sent it to.
Oh,
really close friend,
Gorilla. Jenny.
I got a purple shirt on this morning.
Sent it to Jenny Smythe, and she goes, "You guys are the only ones who don't have an accent." She goes, "You guys, it's like Big D and Bubba, and you expect you guys to be like, well, hi, yeah, it's the music of the people." We weren't that way at all. And then they went to somebody else, and they were like, well, yes. They also interviewed the girl from Nashville Public Radio, and she had on like,
those glasses from Monsters, Inc. or whatever.
It was wild.
Wazowski.
I was like, why'd you interview her?
Isn't that, they assign that to you. When you sign up to work at public radio, they give you those glasses. They're required. They're uniform. Everyone.
And they also give you the vocal thing where you have to go, and now we're going to, they get right up on the microphone, and you can hear every little mouth thing that they do, and it's so gross.
Is NPR. I do like to watch those TikToks of like the classical music radio stations and the DJs, and they'll come on there and you can hear the music playing, and they kind of let it fade out all the way, and they hit the microphone and they go,
here, wait, I'll do a little music here, and it's going.
Beethoven's second piece that was done in the mid-18th century. Next hour, we'll be bringing you the composer from Ireland. That's next hour. on All Things Considered.
Oh, I didn't know you were going to come back.
Well, I didn't point at you. My bad. Yeah, I do like to watch other guys.
Oh, gosh. There used to be a guy when I was growing up, and he worked weekends, and it was like weekend night. I don't think he was overnights, but his name was Jack Allen.
Jack Allen.
But shh. Jack Allen with you.
Oh.
And he took the longest pauses.
Okay, so here's the song.
So here's song ends. Yep.
We're all rocking out.
Yep. It's Foreigner. Sitting here listening to 99.1. You're Saturday night.
I had a guy like
Jack Allen with it. And I'm like, is he dying? Like, I was like, is nobody ever air checked this
I
man?
Had a guy one time I was listening. It was like late at night. I'm in Laurel, Mississippi. Late at night listening to some classic rock station.
Some of the best radio you're going to find.
Can you hear this? There you go. That's Mr. Def Leppard. And the song is blah, blah, blah. Mr. Def Leppard.
That's amazing.
Mr., first off.
Yeah.
And Def Leppard.
It's pretty great.
And of course, they are so excited about their getting the lead out.
Yeah.
And their
mandatory Metallica.
Oh, it's another
Floyd at 5.
The 90s at 9, the 80s at 8.
Man, great White Wednesday.
Threesome Thursday.
Hey, listen, if you're in the radio and you're listening to us, hey, and you do some of the things that we make fun of, We've all done it. We were told to do it.
Yes,
it wasn't
exactly.
Like I came up and I want to do the top 5 at 5.
Hey, it's 7:20 tomorrow. We'll be giving away. Finally, 7:20. Well, because a consultant once said. That's probably a good time.
2 for Tuesday. It's alliteration. You love it.
Oh, my previous job, because of the way the breaks were designed, 7:20 was the contest. So, yes.
Yeah. Every day.
I'm like 4:20 smoke break.
And I'm like, no one lives like this.
Yeah. Do like the 4:20 smoke break. That's pretty great.
Oh, my God. That's been around. That's older
than
we are.
That's I don't know. I don't listen to a whole lot of
classic rock. You don't listen to a lot
rock.
Of rock stations.
So when Bob and I first got together and we started doing the show and it's taken off and people are just like, these are idiots. I kind of like them. And it took off. And then we got hired to go across the street. And because we beat the Heritage Station in Baton Rouge, and they hired us away.
It had never been done before.
And then we ended up going back, and it's where we are now. The other side. Anyway, we get over to the other station, and they play Paul Harvey at 7:30. Now, back in the day, Paul Harvey was, if you were the Paul Harvey station, you were absolutely the number one station in the market.
They could pick and choose who their affiliates were.
That's right. And they knew that Paul Harvey had such big ratings that everybody wanted him, so they would pay big money, and it was always on the biggest station. And so Bob and I used to make fun of it. Across the street, we would do whatever our best, funniest bit that we were going to do. We would do it at the same time our competitor was running Paul Harvey, because we were like, who in the heck is going to listen to that? So they're going to punch around. They're going to find us doing, hey, we're lighting each other on fire. And they would stay with us.
Which we did once.
And so we get over there, and then I'm like, oh, we have Paul Harvey that is going to just completely stop any momentum we have in the 7 o'clock hour.
I mean, we would have guests coming by. All right, we have Garth Brooks on the show today. But wait, we have to stop what
we'll
we're
be doing. Back in. And it was long.
Yeah. Yes,
it was like 10 minutes?
It was a 6-minute segment, if I'm not mistaken, with his own commercial break in the middle.
Yep.
And then like another four or five on the
back end for the locals' ads, because they wanted to be.
And then you had our local news, which had to tack on to the back of it.
But I forgot what we were even talking about. We would come out of it and be like, I don't even know anymore.
I think Garth.
He left.
Yeah, right? You were like, at this point, it's a different day.
And then we kept kind of, we were like, man, y'all got to get rid of this, man. Like, this wasn't in like prime time Paul Harvey era. This was at the end.
This is actually, he had been ill for a while, and his son was doing it.
That's right.
For like a year and a half. Right. We're like, well, it's not even Paul Harvey anymore.
Yes, it's not even him.
Paul Harvey Jr.
Oh, my gosh. We got his neighbor next? And finally, they get rid of it. And then he came back that Paul Harvey was a nostalgic thing from people's past.
You know what happened?
The
Super Bowl commercial.
God made a farmer. I couldn't make fun of Paul Harvey anymore for like, I don't know, 8 years. I had to stay low.
Because he was an American icon at that point.
It's like you're making fun of, you know, Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah.
And so, but now the time's passing him.
Oh, that happened to me. I took over a station, and I found out Saturday nights into Sunday morning, starting at midnight, we had this guy. I never met him. He was this mythical creature that he came in, and he would play from his own CDs. And I'm like, because I came in, I'm like, why do we have a CD player?
What was the music? What was the format?
Whatever he wanted.
Oh, what?
Oh, my. And I was like, because first off, why do we have CD players in here? Because I know people like, oh, backups, whatever. Like, wait, it's not even hooked. Like,
Most
places I worked at, you didn't even have them anymore. Hooked,
yeah.
So I show up at this place and I was like, oh, are we that far behind? They're like, no, because you're Saturday night, Sunday morning guy. And I go, and so one day I listen and he starts. It was like he would talk about whatever tickled his fancy. And it could be, oh, you know, if you go out and charge your stones under the light of the moon versus the traffic on a highway. It was like, it was nonsensical. And this guy wasn't good.
Can you charge your stones on traffic?
So
we have bad weather coming in. We need to know that.
Yes, yeah. And so I go to my owner because it was a locally owned station. I was like, what are we doing with this cat? Like, why can't I just play Shinedown? Because that's what my listeners want. Nope. He's an institution. People will riot if we get rid of him. I was like, I made it my mission to make his life as hard as I could. So like one day I come in, we had all these liquor bottles in the studio because we did a segment about drinking. And I come in and they're all thrown away. And I was like, excuse me, did you throw these out? And he's like, I don't understand why we have this. Is this not a radio station? I go, yeah, is it a rock radio station? I go, also, one of those was gifted to us by Eric Church.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you just tossed that? And he's like, well, as a recovering alcoholic. And I'm like, oh, game on.
Oh, boy.
So I go, oh, do I need to put you in touch with HR? I didn't realize that you were struggling. Is this going to be an issue? Oh, he backtracked quick.
I love
real.
I love it. You know, it's.
Oh, this is management, Carson. You haven't met her.
I like that because there's so many people that love to make their cause more important than your cause. I'm offended by blah blah blah.
Right, and this was just because I was like, you threw out a bottle of liquor from Eric Church. We weren't drinking it. It was literally closed. It was sealed. It was on display, but it was from Eric Church.
Yeah.
And you tossed it because you decided he didn't. It wasn't about him having alcohol. It was about him thinking that like. You know, I've been here. I'm going to show my... And I was like, oh no. But I'm going to tell you what. Somebody told me, they go, here's the deal. He's going to be here long after you are. And you know what? They were right. They were absolutely right.
Did he die?
Oh, I haven't checked
is
in.
Is he still there?
I have no idea. I haven't looked.
You know, the funny thing is once radio started consolidation, those institutions didn't matter because the decisions weren't being made on a local level.
True.
And all the decisions were being made by some person, bean counter in another city in San Antonio or wherever they were. And they were like, even if you had something that amazing that was so connected to the audience, they didn't care.
You got to remember, this was a local station that it was the local owner who told me he'll be here long after you
owned?
Are. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, then he might still be there.
Yeah, he made his $6 an hour.
We should call him.
Because I signed his timesheets.
We should confront him.
No. I don't know. He's probably out communing with nature right now. I don't know.
Remember, we used to have T-Mick used to bring in his Cajun.
T-Mick, I bet.
He's a.
Oh, boy, y'all, let's bring on the Cajun chank-a-chank.
In Vatnerish, Sunday mornings, Saturday mornings, they had, it was all Cajun music for like, I don't know, 4 hours or something?
Yeah, it was a long show,
And he would come in and he'd do the same thing, bring us all his cage, because we didn't have, you know.
He brought it in. It was his personal stash.
I remember moving to Baton Rouge, and I had two things with radio in Baton Rouge, in Louisiana, that I was complete. When it was Mardi Gras time, and Bubba and I are doing the show, and Bubba goes, oh, we're going to play some Mardi Gras music. I was like, I don't even know what Mardi Gras is. I've heard of it. I don't know what that is. And he starts playing, what was it?
Mardi Gras Mambo or Carnival Time.
And it sounds like it's made in another time dimension.
It really does sound like somebody's playing those wax cylinder music things that, you know, Thomas Edison himself actually recorded.
There was no one's, it's just instrumental of just. of an accordion, and I was like, I actually told him, I go, is this on the air right now? Yeah. People loved it. And the other part was when I listened to Cajun music. Like, I don't think people realize it's its own thing. Like, they have the Cajuns, it's like its own music. Like, we listen
it's just like
Eagles, they listen to.
Yeah.
Oh, my mom, man, she will listen to. She stole, back in the day when Napster was a thing, I say she stole. She shared so much music that she had 20,000 something songs on her hard drive. And it was all these old Cajun songs.
Thing is, though, about specifically that kind of music, you just can't be in a bad mood. And I think that's like...
No, you listen to it for hours.
Yeah, that it's just like...
you're on a road trip, okay, and it's the third hour, and you're like... It's like listening to the chicken dance.
I did my brother-in-law. Did I send you what he did? He wrote a song on his fiddle years ago. And it's a Cajun song, and he literally, let me find my videos, because it's crazy. He wrote a song on his little, what should we call it, fiddle. And here we go. I used Suno, my brother-in-law and I, used Suno to fix his song, and then he basically now has a fully produced version of his song. It put all the drums and the full band and everything in there.
That blows brain.
Oh, he was, yeah, he was.
I kind of, that blows my brain.
Yeah, it's him. And now he's sitting there playing along with the, there you go, big shout out to Tim, my brother-in-law.
I heard that. Team.
That's so cool. Also, I just went to the website of my old radio station. That dude is still there.
What? Yes. What's his
name? I
want
to see him.
We said T-Mick.
Why can't we say his name?
Because I'm obviously you very not nice him. About him.
We have to after.
Yes, I'll show you after.
He's a legend, though.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's legendary here. I'm like, cool. All right. So.
Legendary suck. Yes,
6,000. Oh, gosh. I'm like, you know, there's better stuff out there if you just go outside this parameter.
Hey, by the way,
I was going to say, I used to love the AM radio stations back in the day would have block programming where they would have people buy segments on the show. So the station would be like beautiful music, like, you know, elevator music for 8 hours a day. And then all of a sudden at like 4 p.m., they would switch to somebody playing like local jazz. And then at 7 p.m., somebody else would come in and they would buy their own time and sell their own sponsorships to the show to make it possible. And they would do like all these crazy things. Like that era is going away and it's kind of sad. I mean, AM radio is going away with all the electric cars.
Mm-hmm. I'm just looking at all the forecast models and.
Oh my God, I am.
Now you're deep in it, huh?
I'm pulling my hair out over the stupid concert that I was supposed to go to tomorrow night, which I'm not going to do because the weather's going to be terrible. But
in Knoxville,
arena where they're playing tomorrow night, Nate Bargatze was playing on Sunday night. Oh, they announced the rescheduling of that show 4 hours ago.
They haven't
They haven't announced ours, and I'm like, come on.
Okay, well, Nate is pretty local, though. I mean, Nate, that's only a 2.5-hour drive for Nate. For this band, you're talking about having to reroute their tour and all that. So.
Right, they're hitting Knoxville. Okay, I get it. Here's the other problem. Everybody keeps saying that. Well, you got to understand, it's a bigger production. Da, 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 da. Okay, but tell us something. I was talking to a friend of mine who her job is social media, and everybody is posting on their Facebook page. They posted the Nate cancellation. There's 150 comments. 140 of them are, what about Ghost? What's happening with Ghost? And they won't reply to them. And I go, this is the problem. You're keeping people in the... Oh, you have to say, we don't know yet. That's okay. Or the show's going on as scheduled. The point is, you're not replying to any of us. That's all people want is acknowledgement. Even if you don't have the answer, tell us that you hear us. And they're not. And I think that is, such a lesson to be learned that's, in this day and age... That's it. We just want to feel like we're being heard. We want to feel like we matter. And really, you're going to refund the tickets. Give me my money back. Let's go.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Give me my money back.
No, I meant I was not listening to you like they aren't.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so obviously with all the weather this weekend, be careful and you know, be watching and whatnot. I think we're going to see a lot of power outage, unfortunately, and you know, if you're not prepared for it, all of a sudden, boom, it's cold. First off, and you can't drive anywhere because the roads are so bad. So I just want to make sure that everyone's thinking ahead of time.
Yeah, make sure you keep your phone on its charger.
Yeah.
So you're at 100%, because when you can't charge it, you're going to be bummed.
But I guess, you know, if you, I would even kind of bump your heat up a little bit in the house.
I thought about that too.
Yeah. Because it's, you know, just don't open the door. Just keep the door shut, because you're not going to go outside anyway. And it'll hold the heat for a while.
Tell me if you think this is weird, Dee, but this was my idea. So I'm going to go home tonight and I'm going to bake a pasta. So that way I have food, because you can eat it even if it's not like hot, right? So it's done. But what if I just turned my oven on and like left it at 350? Just had my oven on. And that way, if the power goes out, my oven is now warm. And so I could throw like food in there and then just seal it back up just to warm it up a little bit.
Yeah, you could. But here's the thing. You know, most people think that if you open the door real fast and then close it real fast, it's less. When you do that you want to do it super slow. You do not want to disturb the air inside. Because when you open it real fast, you're actually creating a vacuum and it's sucking that air out. So you want to do it super slow, slide the stuff in, and then immediately put it back in. The least amount of movement in that air is actually better for you.
Yeah,
that's fine. I'm just asking if it's worth my time to kind of keep the oven warm.
Yeah.
Because also you can open your oven door and let it stand in front of it.
I do want to bring this up just because the girl who got the nose job, did you see that?
Mm-mm.
22-year-old OnlyFans model. This has been out. It's been a couple weeks. She underwent a rhinoplasty nose job. She underwent a rhinoplasty procedure so that her future children can inherit the new nose and not the one she had before.
I did see that.
What a good mom.
She's the best.
And I was like, is that...
Is that real?
I googled, and the story's all over the place, and it was picked up by a bunch of actual news outlets. So
of all people, I know.
You're the one using that as a defense.
What are you talking about? The media get it right.
What are you talking?
Anyway, I laughed so much at that because it's pretty great. Oh, Kelly Kapowski just had a birthday. I'm sorry.
Squirrel.
What?
I got excited. Somebody just sent me the thing. Tiffany Amber Thiessen had a birthday. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. I'm sorry. I know.
Yay?
I am so... No, I love her. She's been on the show. She's amazing.
I know. I booked her.
Yeah, she
Who
was great.
Who doesn't love Kelly?
Who was
Tiffany.
Tiffany Amber Thiessen. Kelly Kapowski from Saved by the Bell.
Oh, the blonde girl?
No.
Also, No. Oh. That's the cocaine or the caffeine pills. That's Jesse Spano.
Oh.
I'm so excited.
No. Kelly Kapowski's the brunette. She's super cute. She was on 90210. She was on, was it White Collar? Beautiful girl. Beautiful.
She was on that show with Bill Bellamy, too. I forget what it
was. Oh, Fastlane.
Yeah, Fastlane.
Yeah, she was on Fastlane. That
was a great show. I remember they finally put out the CD box set of Fastlane, so I bought it, and they changed all the music. They changed the theme, everything. I was like, what are you doing? Hey, I want to show you something cool, Carson. This is my new party trick.
As exciting as that rhinoplasty.
No, this is my new party trick with ChatGPT. Watch this. Hi, Natalie. What is the first thing said in episode 8 of season 10 of Always Sunny in Philadelphia? Watch out, great.
So the first thing said in that episode is Dennis saying, I don't know, man. I don't know if I can do this. That kicks off the episode as the gang plots against a rival bar.
Isn't that the... What about episode 3, season 2?
The first line in season 2, episode 3, Dennis and Dee go on welfare, is Frank saying, Dennis, stop acting like a child. It sets up the moment where Dennis and Dee start planning their scheme to live off welfare.
It's pretty great.
Now, I just want to reiterate what you said at the beginning of this, which was, it's my new party trick. You must be so much fun at parties.
I am. I am.
Hey, have you ever seen a movie? What's your favorite movie? You think you know it? I bet you don't.
It's just me at home. I like when I'm just sitting there and I'm cooking.
That's exactly what kind of trick it is. I call it a party trick. Was really stretching some
I don't know what
truths.
Else you would call it.
Loneliness?
Maybe. Maybe. Dude, I
hey,
will say
hey, you know
this.
How I fight off boredom? Here you go.
You know, that's actually better.
I know. You're welcome.
But it'll do anything. I mean, like, what was the first thing that Walter Sochek said in The Big Lebowski?
Walter's first line in The Big Lebowski is when he's sitting at the bowling alley and he says, Donnie, you're out of your element.
Yeah.
It's a classic line that sets the tone for his character.
I mean, it's any movie, any genre, any whatever. It's crazy.
Fun drinking, dude.
Oh. Oh. I looked. I fell for the... Okay, I'm just going to turn this
Holy
all off.
Moly.
I know. You know what? I relate to you, Lance.
I got a purple shirt on this morning.
I have a black one on.
I got a purple shirt on this morning.
Be careful, everybody. Crazy weather this weekend.
What just happened?
I don't know. He got the hook for us? I don't know.
But now it's over. But that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show.
On the radio, every day.
It was the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
The Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Shirt on me.
The Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
This morning.
The Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Love y'all. Be safe.
Bye.